You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome to The Light Show. My name is Kate DeVries. I work in the Young Adult Ministry Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and I am delighted to be with you this morning. And I am here with the director of our office, Father Jan Cusick. Good morning, Father Cusick.
Good morning, Dr. Kate DeVries.
How are you today?
Well, I'm always good in the summer because I don't like the cold, the dark, the wind off the lake. I like it nice and warm and sunny and
The way it is today. Yeah, it's a perfect day.
I'm doing fine.
And welcome back, because we missed you last month.
I was on vacation. I look forward to those days when every day would be a vacation.
That's right.
We all have to work to do God's work in this world. So.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, good morning. And to all of our listeners, good morning to all of you. Today we are talking about our summer programming, and it's all about one major thing happening right now, and it's called Theology on Tap.
For year number
31, cool.
This, Theology on Tap has really become a staple in the Archdiocese of Chicago. And folks, interestingly, it has become the program, the title of the program for young adults across the United States. We're sort of proud of that. It began by two wonderful men, Father Jack Wall and Mr. Tom James. Father Jack Wall was a resident at St. James in Arlington Heights. And Tom James was the youth minister way back in ancient history of 1981.
Wow.
And while speaking with some college students at the University of Illinois, they hatched this idea. And a young man who I understand is now an attorney someplace in the great big city of Chicago gave it a title, called it Theology on Tap. A chance to gather together college age and young adults and to tap into the great traditions of our faith, gather for some beverages, some good food. And when Theology on Tap kicked off in the summer, late June of 1981, 250 college age and young adults just after college were in attendance. That's amazing.
That's exciting, yes, 250.
And Father Wall went on to tell me that 5 weeks later, when it concluded, there were well over 400 people there.
Excellent.
And it started in one place enthusiastically, and it has expanded all across our archdiocese. And I was at a parish the other night, and they said, oh, we used to host Theology on Tap. So there's many places that have a history that were a part of it. And a lot of people I run into who are doing church work, either paid or volunteer, will say, oh, my wife and I attended Theology on Tap when I was a young adult.
Or my wife and I met at Theology
on Tap.
There's a whole crew of those people, too. It's a great place for young adults to connect.
And some of you who might be listening to it might listen to Mr. Fix-It on WGN Radio on Saturday mornings, Lou Manfredini. And I was sitting with Mr. Manfredini this winter. We were talking about a presentation he was going to give. And he and his wife, Mary Beth, attended Theology on Tap before they were married at St. Gertrude's in Rogers Park. So
nice.
We also got the famous.
Yes. Very cool.
So we're very proud of Theology on Tap, and today is a great chance to talk about some of the speakers and the topics, places that Theology on Tap, and how you can tap in, for those of you listening, or if you want to pass the info on to your children and or your grandchildren. if they are in their 20s and 30s, whether they're single or married.
So Theology on Tap is all about what we say as serving the finest in speakers, conversation, and theology.
Right.
It is open to people in their 20s and 30s, both married and single. It is directed specifically to them to address their issues and concerns and questions about, as Father Cusick said, the rich traditions of our Catholic faith. So for the next 4 weeks, we just launched on Sunday, for the next 4 weeks, we are inviting young adults to come together for 45-minute talk, a little bit of a break, and then to talk with their peers about how God is active in our midst, in our everyday lives. And in order to help us put this whole blooming thing together, we have invited a wonderful young woman to be with us. And she happens to be with us today in the studio. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Kate.
Emily Klaus has joined us as a student from Loyola's IPS department.
Institute of Pastoral Studies.
To just, you know, learn more about ministry. Actually, this doesn't officially count as her internship. She just wanted to share her gifts. She's doing a beautiful job. So again, welcome, Emily.
Well, thank you very much, Kate.
So Emily is the coordinator of Theology on Tap. Mm-hmm. And before we go any further, Emily, you got to tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you and how'd you get connected?
Gotcha. All right. Well, I hail from the northeast part of Iowa, near Dubuque, and I came here to Chicago for school at Loyola, and I was looking for something to do for the summer, and I got connected with Kate and John, and here I am.
There you go.
They wanted me to come on board with them, so it's been a great ride so far.
Great. Now, Emily Klaus, why would somebody like yourself or anybody, mm-hmm. Be pursuing church work? I mean, we all are around the table. We know that. But I'm always curious. There's so many options today, and almost in an increasingly secular society, for someone like you to grace us with your presence and a love of church and theology and ministry, why would you do that?
Mm-hmm. The part of ministry that I would like to do, being young adult ministry and campus ministry, I find that having gone through undergrad and a good campus ministry, that there is such a huge need in our church for young adults to be connected in a faith-oriented way. And I just feel like that's so important and that I can, you know, share my gifts in that way. I also want to do something with my life that's meaningful.
Okay.
And you know, I think ministry is a good way to do that.
Sure. So. You know, and thank you for sharing that and saying that too, the meaningful part. There's such a hunger today. Maybe it's just Kate and I are so lucky because we work with a wonderful generation of people. But there's so many people today looking for meaningful work. Mm-hmm. And sadly, so many will say, well, that's an oxymoron. Mm-hmm. You know, work is what I do to earn money, to pay my rent, to do other things.
Yeah.
But I also think sometimes in a downturn economy, you know, how can I make a difference?
Mm-hmm.
People are asking that. How maybe I should look at the not-for-profit world. Mm-hmm. Where do we make it? What's interesting today, Emily, if you ask most Catholic volunteer agencies, Amate House in Chicago, JVC, Jesuit mm-hmm. Volunteers, Claritians, Holy Cross, they are filled to overflowing with mm-hmm. people. Now, granted, a lot of people can't find work, and so they're going to do something. But what they're going to do is they're going to give back.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. You know, thanks. And is it going well for you?
It is. It is
okay.
Going quite well.
Where did you do your undergraduate work?
University of Northern Iowa.
Okay, mm-hmm. And that's in?
In Cedar Falls, Iowa.
Okay.
Sort of like 2 hours west of Dubuque.
Okay. Okay. So. Past the Field of Dreams.
Past the Field of
Dreams.
There
you go. You know, no, there you go. I mean, some of us sports fans relate everything,
yeah.
Not to big cities or cathedrals, but to the Field of Dreams.
That's right.
There you go.
That's
there,
right.
Between there and the Chicago Cubs, AAA
affiliate. Cubs.
Yeah, the Iowa
in
Cubs.
In Des Moines.
Des Moines, Iowa. There you go.
There you
okay,
go.
So you're caught in the middle. That's,
yep.
That's wonderful.
There you go.
And how has this been?
Uh-huh.
Working in our office for the last number of weeks, just connecting with this local church uh-huh. through all these different parishes.
I love it. It's been a whirlwind, but it's been absolutely wonderful. It's a great ride. It really is. The amount of people that I've been able to meet, I mean, I could never have done this any other way, and it's just been wonderful. I've just really enjoyed it a lot.
So. Excellent. Now, Emily, go back just a step.
Yeah.
When did you first start working for the church as a volunteer? I know you, in your past, you've been connected. You're very connected. Mm-hmm. So when did that first start?
Well, I think it started from when I was young. From the get-go, my parents were really thought it was really important for us to be involved in any way, you know, altar server, lector, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that is really what sort of really pushed me to be involved, especially in college. And from there, I was really involved in campus ministry at my undergrad.
Okay.
And that's really where I began to see that, hey, I can do this. I have some gifts in ministry. I could probably do this for a living. So I was very heavily involved there with an internship there, and I did some great things with the RCIA and other spiritual life things there. So, I mean, that's really where I got
okay.
a lot great. Of experience.
Well, we need to take a break, but we will come back and we will delve into this Theology on Tap experience. So
great.
Please stay tuned.
Hang Thanks in there, folks. We're going to tell you how to connect with Theology on Tap in just a minute.
Lord Jesus, you are.
Join the movement to run in the 2011 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sunday, October 9th, as a pledge runner for Team Catholic Charities. The race is sold out, but we have post-close entries for you or someone you know. To join or sponsor the Catholic Charities Marathon team or to join the committee, call 312-655-7912. That's 312-655-7912. Visit us at catholiccharities.net/Chicago Marathon, and we'll see you at the finish line.
Are you Mawusi? Mawusi means in the hands of God in Ewe, a language of the Ghanaian people.
The Office of Catechesis and Youth Ministry sponsors the annual Mawusi Retreat, celebrating Black Catholic spirituality. This year's theme is Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Called. We'll explore how we are signed by our baptism, sealed by the Holy Spirit, delivered from sin, and called to a life with Christ.
Experience Black Catholic spirituality through robust talks, prayer sessions, reconciliation, Eucharistic adoration, reflective time, and a forum focusing on vocations.
The retreat is designed for adults discerning ministry, lay and religious ministers who serve the Black Catholic community, and anyone else seeking a spiritual call to action.
Join us at Mawusi, Friday, July 22nd to Sunday, July 24th, at Techne Towers in Techne, Illinois, near Northbrook. For additional information, call 312-534-8046 or visit our website, www.catechesis-chicago.org.
That's 312-534-8046 or www.catechesis-chicago.org. Also, check us out on Facebook. Search for Mawusi Chicago.
Are you Mawusi?
With your spirit, send us to shine, radiant with your glory.
Send us out, O Lord, today, that we might have
God. And welcome back to The Light Show, right here on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. This is Kate DeVries, along with Father John Cusick and Mrs. Emily Klaus, and we are talking about Theology on Tap. And we invite you to join our conversation. If you have any questions or looking to see where's the site closest to you, you can give us a call at 312-255-8408. Again, 312-255-8408.
And that wonderful song, Kate, that we lead out into our breaks and brings us back in, That We May Have Life, was written for us.
Yes, it was. For the 25th anniversary of Theology on Tap by a very talented artist here in the Archdiocese of Chicago, Mr. Paul French.
Who was the director of music and very, very gifted, as Kate mentioned, at Our Lady of Mount Carmel up on Belmont, Belmont and Broadway.
Yes.
And Alan Hammerding, I think, also did
World
part
Library,
of
Library, yes.
Yeah, did part of the arranging.
Yes.
And if you would love to have that song done in your parish, just contact World Library, and they will be able to access the music for that. And it's sort of been a theme of ours for Theology on Tap, that I have come that you may have life and have it in abundance.
And I'm sorry.
And that's just a call of Christ.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Alan Humerding actually is one of our speakers this year.
There you go.
Talking about the Roman Missal, the changes that are about to take place.
Now, Kate, thanks to you and Emily, each one of almost all of our churches, for Theology on Tap, churches and campus centers, we'll have one evening focusing on the new Roman Missal and the changes that will occur in the celebration of Mass, beginning on the first Sunday of Advent, which this year is the week or the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be pretty significant.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank these two people, my colleagues in ministry here, for making sure that everybody is exposed to that. And we've got, and one of the people talking on the Roman Missal is none other than himself, the Cardinal Archbishop of Chicago, Francis Cardinal George.
Excellent.
And the Cardinal has given us, he's one of our speakers. He's on our faculty. We like him.
You know, we have a fun faculty. People of all backgrounds
right,
are
and
on
the,
it.
And the Cardinal is giving us two nights of his life this year. He'll be at Holy Name Cathedral, and then he'll be at St. Vincent de Paul up on Webster on the near north side. We try to keep the Cardinal a little close to his house so he doesn't have to wander like we do to Grays Lake and Waukegan and Chicago Heights and all the other wonderful places. But he's got some years on him, and he works so darn hard that, and yet to give us a couple nights. And he told me once, he said, I just love to do this. He loves to speak to younger people. And we are the beneficiaries of his generosity and his wisdom.
And everybody is welcome to come, and all the young adults are welcome to come and be with him for the Fidali celebration.
Now, we're going to ask a question, and I want to ask this of Emily, too, and Kate, because Kate and I have been a part of Theology on Tap for a long time. Emily is just sort of getting her toe in the water here this year.
Dove in, actually, but
yes,
anyway.
In a way. Yes.
And the question is, you know, why do people come to Theology on Tap, or why should they come? And here's, folks, where they are coming. We're privileged to tell you today there are 41 churches and campus centers that are hosting Theology on Tap this week and the following 3 weeks. Now, if you do the math, that's 164 evenings from Waukegan to the Indiana border and just over the border, to the far western reaches of our diocese, where young adults in their 20s and 30s, both married and single, can receive, we call it the fancy language, evangelization and catechesis, where they are called to Christ, where they learn the traditions of our faith, can dialogue over them, and hear wonderful speakers and some good conversation. So you think about that, 164 nights over a four-week period in the summer. That's pretty darn good, if you ask me.
And then the Joliet Diocese is also hosting
eight
more sites.
So eight, add 32 to that, and there's almost 200 opportunities. And people, why do people take advantage of this opportunity? Emily, what do you hear? You've been out snooping the last couple nights, and you're speaking on the Roman Missal with Kate this summer, and what are you hearing?
Mm-hmm. I think as a young adult too, I feel this the same way as well. I think we're looking for a connection to people that are our own age in the city, and I think it's hard in the city sometimes. You don't want to, you know, go to the bar all the time to find friends or to find, you know, a maid or something like that. You mean we just want relevant, good connections with people. And so I think this is just such an excellent way to find those, to find those connections.
Sure.
And I also see this great hunger in young adults for spiritual enrichment and learning and catechesis. And Theology on Tap is, you know, does both of those things. So
I've heard people say that you just can't have a conversation at work about the things that matter most. You know, it's so different working, you know, being at work and being with your colleagues. There's just certain things you can't talk about. Mm-hmm. But at Theology on Tap, we can break open how life is going, you know, how God is a part of each and every day.
Exactly.
We can talk about, you know, everything from relationships to faith to work issues and morality in the workplace, you know, being a person of ethics, you know, living out our call to be the best people we can possibly be. You can't have those deeper conversations usually at work, and you certainly wouldn't have them in the bar, but you can certainly, you know, Theology on Tap is designed for it. So,
and what's fun is somebody, building on that, Kate, somebody said, you know, oftentimes I can wind up in two conversations, politics or the politics of religion.
Mm.
But okay. I have a hard time finding people to talk about the meaning or the spirituality of my faith.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't do that. So instead, we're talking about, you know, this bishop and that pastor, and this is dull and that's terrible, and that's the politics of religion. It's a part of who we are. I'm not going to deny that, but it's not the depth of who we are as God's people.
Absolutely.
And one of the last night I was mentioning to Emily and Kate at the break, folks, that last night I was privileged to do a wonderful presentation called A Celebration of Catholic Mass and an Explanation. And Father Edmund, a young man who was ordained in Haiti as a missionary, celebrates Mass with me, and I do thoughtful interventions about why we do certain things during Mass. And after we ended, and it was a wonderful, wonderful evening, it was just so many wonderful people. A young man came up to me and he said, "Thank you so much for doing this. My wife and I came to this because I'm Catholic and she's not Catholic. And I can't explain everything." And she said, "You were able to explain things." And as I remember them during Mass, I just kept watching them. And this woman was like a sponge, trying to learn as much as she could about why Catholics do certain things. I even have the chance to explain why we stand, sit, kneel, genuflect,
bow.
And every kind of thing. And to realize that everything we do in Catholic Mass is done with an intention underneath it. We just don't stand when we feel like it. But once you can explain to people why we do what we do, then there's intelligence, and intelligence leads to a deeper of faith.
People often leave your talks, Father Cusick, saying Mass will never be the same.
That's it. Now that
I understand why we do that, it's so much deeper.
Knowledge is power, and the power we're trying to convey is the power of the presence of God.
Exactly. We need to take another break. We are so grateful you are with us. We invite you to stay tuned. We're going to have a conversation with one of our speakers, so please keep that down right where it is, and we'll be right back.
Catholic New World has been your faith resource for well over a century. Archbishop Patrick Feehan recognized the need for a strong Catholic voice in 1892 and launched Chicago's first Catholic newspaper. Bishop Feehan named our Catholic newspaper using a theme from the Columbian Exposition, the New World that gave people hope for a brighter future. Today, the Catholic New World is better than ever. It's a rich and diverse resource for Chicagoland Catholics with stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Cardinal Francis George and our team of columnists offer compelling insights on spirituality, catechesis, and evangelization. Visit our website at CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777. Our look has changed, but we are still your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Blessed Pope John Paul II's Theology of the Body is changing lives around the world. It brings clarity to many of the tough questions regarding our sexuality and God's plan for love and life. Please join the Respect Life Office and the Office for Catholic Schools for the Theology of the Body for Teens curriculum training. This two-day training is perfect for teachers, youth ministers, catechists, and anyone who wants to bring Theology of the Body to teenagers. The Theology of the Body for Teens High School Edition training will take place on Friday evening, August 12th. The training for the new middle school edition will take place Saturday, August 13th, and will include lunch and materials. Both trainings will take place at Queen of the Rosary Parish in Elk Grove Village. For more information or to register, please contact the Respect Life Office at 312-534-5355 or check out their website at respectlifechicago.org.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Emily Klaus, Father John Cusick, and Kate DeVries. We are delighted to be with you, and we are continuing our conversation about Theology on Tap. Mm-hmm.
And we're very fortunate in Theology on Tap to have about 50, 55 women and men, ordained, lay, some involved in ministry, some involved in just the workaday world, some who are young adults, some like Jim Ivers on the phone and Father Cusick who are retired young adults.
there you go.
But all this mixture of church. Some of our presenters are bilingual. Some come out of the African-American community. We are just, that's what makes us Catholic with a little C and Catholic with a big C. And so we're proud to have on the phone today somebody with whom, I don't know, Jim, if you remember, that our dads knew each other way back when you and I and your brother Mike were a little almost like rugrats.
Oh, my gosh.
Your dad, I used to take the train to Quigley, and every once in a while my dad would run into your father.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you and your brother Mike knows that, but I got to fill Jim Ivers in on that because you were just a little twinkle, you know, in those days because your bro and I were the old guys. But, Jim, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Good. Jim Ivers is one of our speakers. And, Jim, you've been on the road this week, I understand.
I have been.
And number one, where have you been?
I've been out to Lake County at St. Gilbert's Parish.
In Grays Lake.
And then on to the northwest side of Chicago at St. Bartholomew's.
On the mighty Catholic strip of Addison Avenue.
Right. And this evening I'll be down at Blessed Sacrament Parish.
Okay.
On the near south side.
And that's a consolidation of St. Morris and a number of parishes in the McKinley Park area.
Great.
Great. Great. Jim, how's it going?
It's been going well. I found that it's appropriate that we have this forum of the Theology on Tap. One of the things I find is that there is a great thirst.
Exactly.
Among the young adults that we're working with, and I'm sure of many others. And so it's been good that we can make some efforts to quench their thirst.
Exactly.
They have a thirst for learning more. They have a thirst for being inspired. They have a thirst for greater understanding and a thirst for peace and tranquility in a in a stressful world. And they have a thirst for community, too.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So all of those are parts of what my experience, Theology of Tap, has been in response to.
Okay. Now, Jim, the title that you're speaking underneath is called Faith, a Context for Our Blessings and Burdens. What's the Reader's Digest version of what you're trying to communicate to young adult Catholics about faith as a context for blessings and burdens?
Well, I think it's a fact that how do we deal with turmoil in our lives?
Sure.
That faith is an anchor for us, and that all of our experiences in life bring us both blessings and burdens. And that these have equal value for us in terms of getting a better sense of who we are and who God is in our lives.
Absolutely.
And so faith has been a critical piece of that. These are, of course, people of faith that are gathering.
Right. Well, I mean, you bring great witness value to that, too.
Yes. I was injured in a car accident. I was hit by a car 5 years ago, and as a result of that, my optic nerves were destroyed, and so I'm blind. And so that's a time of turmoil for me as
sure.
I re-establish myself in understanding how it is that God is present and calling me forth in this time of difficulty and transition.
Sure.
So my life has changed very dramatically over the last 5 years, and
Absolutely.
Faith has been an anchor for
sure.
me.
Sure. And so often, Jim, and I'm sure you've heard it said, and I know I've heard it a million times, when situations like crises hit, oftentimes people say, how can God let this happen? And you are saying, you know, how's God prompting me to move beyond and to continue not just living and not just surviving, but living gracefully?
That's correct. And I feel very much of this, the idea of the incarnation of God present with us.
Right.
I've spent a lifetime in retreat ministry and challenging and encouraging people to discover how it is that God is present to them in their lives.
Exactly.
And in some ways, more than ever, I've been facing that reality.
Exactly. And I suppose what you're saying real clearly is God is not just present in good times. It's good times and bad, sickness and in health.
That's correct.
Ours is a divine presence that's eternal.
That's correct.
Wow.
And so there's new understandings that I come to.
Exactly.
In the course of the turmoil that we encounter in life.
Sure. Jim, what concerns me today, and maybe you can reflect on it, first of all, folks, Jim Ivers was has been involved with the Resurrection Retreat Center in Woodstock. Jim, for how many years?
33 years.
Wow. Mm. How about that? You know?
That's a record.
Write the book, Jim,
right.
on surviving teenagers.
Right, right.
But you've seen a lot. And one of the things that concerns me, because I've been involved in young adult ministry since 1977, so there's a lot of years there, too.
Yes.
There's just more and more younger people today who are more and more secular and less connected.
Yes.
And I hear an awful lot of people say, I don't know how you can get through some of the situations in life without having a faith context that helps us get through this and helps us negotiate what's going on and helps us translate this into what life is all about.
Yes.
I mean, it's not just about making money.
That's correct. It's in a lot of ways, it's countercultural. So much of what is promoted in our contemporary culture has to do with the exterior things of life that really can't bring the meaning
exactly.
and purpose that we're in search of, really.
Yeah, exactly.
And we can't find it in consuming. We can't find it in work alone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our spiritual dimension of self that has to be nurtured and nourished.
And that's the gift of faith.
That's correct.
Right. Jim, we need to go to a break. Don't go away. Would you hang on with us for a little while?
Sure.
And we're going to take a little break, and we're going to be back with Jim Ivers, one of our speakers in Theology on Tap, and involved with the Resurrection Retreat Center in Woodstock, Illinois, for, count them, folks, 33 years.
Thank you.
I'm Father Robert Barron. Our new Catholicism documentary series and study program can now be pre-ordered online. Go to CatholicismPreorder.com. Will you help me introduce this one-of-a-kind film series and catechetical program to your parish, school, and diocese? Journey around the world and deep into the faith in this 10-part, 10-hour epic adventure. Learn more at CatholicismPreorder.com.
Catholic teens and young adults are preparing for World Youth Day 2011 in Madrid, Spain. The Archdiocese is sponsoring an exciting and inspirational 9-day trip for this coming August.
World Youth Day is a week-long spiritual journey during which teens and young adults from around the world unite to share their faith.
The Archdiocese organized trip to Madrid will include daily mass, catechesis, festivals, walking tours, and all the events scheduled with the Holy Father Pope Benedict the 16th.
That includes a welcoming ceremony, an evening candlelight vigil, and the closing mass. And for young people not going to Madrid, there's a wonderful World Youth Day celebration planned at Our Lady of Guadalupe Shrine in Des Plaines.
The regional event will bring together young Catholics from Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. There will even be a giant TV hookup so you can pray along with the Pope during the closing mass in Madrid.
Go to the Archdiocese website, www.archchicago.org, and click on World Youth Day. You'll find information regarding travel to Madrid, our local festivities, and a link to the official World Youth Day website.
Plan now. Be part of this inspirational and memorable celebration of our faith.
World Youth Day 2011.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith. And welcome back to more of The Light Show with Father John Cusick, Mrs. Emily Klaus, and Dr. Kate DeVries. And on the phone, we have one of our speakers in the Theology on Tap program, Mr. Jim Ivers. So, Jim, it's been such a delight having you part of this series this summer. So thank you so much for doing that.
I've appreciated the opportunity.
That's great.
Excellent. Jim, we're curious, any particular questions that you've received? You know, what are the young adults talking about in response to your words of wisdom? So after they do talk to one another, what are you hearing from them, their comments, their questions? What's going on then?
Well, they're talking about the realities that they're trying to face in their lives, some of the dismembering experiences that they have in all forums, in family, in places of work, in socialization. And one of the things they've been coming up with is one of the ways that they remember, that they reconnect. So it's not just there's so much in our world that tears us apart, mm-hmm. but their faith, especially in Eucharist for them, there's a remembering, mm-hmm. not only of the person of Jesus and the stories, faith stories of our history and heritage, but also a reconnecting with one another and reconnecting with their God through the Eucharist.
Wow.
And that's been a...
it's powerful stuff.
That's been a very significant piece, yes, the remembering, not just a recollection, but a reconnecting.
Jim, when you say reconnecting, that sort of bespeaks something that is probably... we know flows through this age group, that there's a period of connectivity, then there's a period of pulling out the plug, and then there's a period of reconnecting. Are you picking up that journey a little bit from people?
Yes, very much. There are people that are talking about that transition
right.
That they experience in their lives, and as they look about in the different possibilities for themselves, they are often led back to that faith which has been a part of their
exactly.
early childhood,
mm-hmm.
and grateful for those who have mentored them and have modeled
right.
the faith that has brought significance to the lives of those people who have gone before.
And I'm sure grateful for the presence of a Jim Ivers who can help them contextualize a reconnection.
Well, it's one of the things I've realized in all of this, too, is it's a very mutual process. That I'm able to be enriched and enhanced in my faith
exactly.
as I address and speak it with others.
And Jim, the reason I push that is, you know, there's a lot of people listening to us who obviously between 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock on a Wednesday morning are not young adults. Most of them are working. Some are traveling in their cars between sales calls. Some are teachers who are off for the summer. But a lot of the people who listen are parents of those in their 20s and 30s and even grandparents of those in their 20s and 30s. And what I want to reinforce, folks, is that, as you can tell from what Jim is saying, that people come to Theology on Tap. These are not all the goody-two-shoes of the world that never miss anything and follow every rule that God has ever given. These are the searchers and the seekers. And if you know anybody in your own family or friends who would benefit, say, why don't you give this a try? You know, and Jim, they walk in the door. And that's what's important. They're not being judged. They're not asked, have you gone to church regularly for the last 3-4 months? They show up, they bring their faith, and they're looking for that connectivity. Would you agree with that?
That's for sure. You know, I think one of the realities of faith is that there's, one of the things that came up in our discussions is that doubt exists for us. And yet, you know, that's a part of the faith. It's not certitude. But it's a desire to understand the mysteries that we face in our lives, and that the mysteries we have lead us to hope
exactly.
More than logic does.
Right.
So much of our culture is geared towards what's practical, what's logical, but faith takes us to a more profound level.
Sure. And I'm sure, Jim, just in terms of personal witness, driven by human experience, there's got to be people who are in your presence these nights and next week who say, why is this guy so hopeful?
Yes.
Because based on the data, he should be bitter. Mm-hmm. He got screwed.
Yes.
And yet here's a man who's calling us from the depths of life to be more fully alive.
Yes. Number of people have told me after I've spoken, you know, that they were inspired.
Exactly.
By what I've gone through, really, and what I've been willing to address and speak to with them. And that's very humbling for me, too, again, to realize that sometimes from our places of diminishment and brokenness.
Exactly.
Our God is a very powerful God,
right. Mm-hmm.
Who works way beyond what we might be able to realize or catalyze ourselves.
And Jim, I've always thought, and I've expressed it publicly very many times, in the 41 years of my priesthood, oftentimes when you see people in a diminished state for a variety of reasons, whether it's just personal screw-ups or tragedies, that you're humbled in their presence because they've encountered a sense of life. They've encountered a fullness that is beyond the physical.
Yes.
And if people say, well, what do you mean by a spiritual life? I'd say find anybody who's more alive in some ways than they ever thought possible before.
That's for sure. The wisest, I think, are in our experience with the young people over the years, that some of the wisest at early ages in their lives, even in their adolescence, were those who had suffered, who had encountered some challenges in relationships in life and drawn the strength to carry on and reached an understanding of powerful truths about God and God's presence and Jesus in their lives.
Jim, I was playing in a golf benefit that supported the Father Bob McLaughlin Faith Foundation, and there was a young man who was a caddy for our foursome, and somebody in the foursome asked him, well, what do you want to be when you get out of school? He said, I want to be a stockbroker. And I look, and I sort of smiled, and I'm thinking, you know, I want to go for the cash. Mm. There's not a lot of talent in being a stockbroker. Don't demean me, folks who are listening to that, but I think you know what I mean. And yet he picked up the lure of the popular culture.
Yes.
And yet I'm convinced that in 10 years, this young man will be far greater than he thinks possible if he allows the spirit world to influence even the days he's trading General Motors or Aon Insurance or any kind of thing. We have to move people to that next level.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
And our God is a powerful God. God will pursue us
exactly,
regardless of the choices that we make in our own lives. And so that, again, even in that stock-breaking experience, there will be other breakthroughs that are going to occur
exactly.
For the person of faith if they can carry it in there.
Yeah, yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, I think back, you know, Jim, maybe it's because we're getting older, and, you know, when you get older, you get more nostalgic. You know, like you and your family, I grew up in the South Side, and I see in many ways the great training we had as young kids, and where that life training and our own faith journeys have taken us, and it's the thing for which you thank God.
Yes.
You know, we had great families. They believed in God deeply. They called us to do great things with our lives. None of our parents would ever tell us ever to be ordinary.
Yeah, that's correct.
You know, and what they were calling to is they were answering the call of God.
Yes.
You know, they didn't. My dad would. Your dad, my dad would never say, well, that's the call of God in your life. No, he would say, just, you know, be somebody or I'll kick your butt, you know.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Right.
You know, so, but that's great.
Great. Well, Jim, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. We know that you've got the talk tonight at Blessed Sacrament, and then you're at St. James on the 18th in St. James in Arlington Heights. You're at St. Edmund in the western suburbs on the 19th of July, and then the 20th, Queen of All Saints. So we wish you all the best with your upcoming talks, and thanks so much for joining us this summer.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, go with
Jim.
God. Keep doing great things.
All right.
Best
Yay.
Of health, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Excellent.
And, folks, if you are interested in connecting where you can find Mr. Ivers next week or any of the myriad of topics and speakers of Theology on Tap. Kate, how can people find all this wonderful information?
It's all on our website. And Emily, you want to share? Emily's been the one keeping track of who's all doing what.
Yeah.
The web address there and
yeah,
what we're up to.
You can go to www.yamchicago.org. And on there, you can click on our Theology on Tap logo, and we have our newsletter up, and we have which will tell you all the speakers and the topics and the days and the times and the places that all of these wonderful times are occurring. You can check it out there. www.yamchicago.org.
And while you're at that website, if you wish to put anybody on our emailing list. We used to say mailing list, but now we've got to get up to speed here. You can also click right there, and you can add their email address, and they will receive from us oh, a couple times a month, I think, just different happenings that are going on for young adults. But right now, the most important thing are these 164 nights of Theology on Tap. And you don't have to belong to any particular parish to attend a Theology on Tap evening. So if you go online and if you see something that would be of interest to you and you see it might be closer to work than it is to home, well, then go there. If it means a little bit of a drive because it's something about which you've wanted to get some more knowledge, some understanding, increase your faith, well, then get in the car and go. You'll be welcomed and warmly received because these are churches that are opening their doors to an age group of people, not just to people in their own parish. And so, as Emily has mentioned, yamchicago.org, and you'll see the Theology on Tap logo. Mm-hmm. You click on it, mm-hmm. and then voila.
Yeah.
Everything is there.
It's right there.
Great.
And if you'd rather have it in paper form, you can contact our office. We're happy to mail you a copy of the newsletter.
Exactly.
You can take it with you wherever you go. And you can contact us at 312-466-9473. Again, 312-466-9473.
And Mrs. Socorro Perez will answer our phone.
Yes.
She keeps us honest people.
And
she'll help you any way you can. She'll be more than happy in the same day to slap a stamp on this newsletter we have and send it out to you so that you'll have it when the second week of Theology in Tap begins this Sunday, the 17th of July.
Yes, and I love that people have many different ways to tap. People can pick a place that's close to them at work or at home or close to mom and dad's house on a Sunday if they want to have some dinner and then head out to a talk. They can pick a topic if there's something of interest to them. We have lots of talks on relationships, lots of talks on faith, some talks on work, some talks on the changes in the Roman Missal so that everybody will know what's coming up. You can pick a speaker if people can just glance down the list of everyone who is speaking. If you want to hear father talk on whatever, or sister talk on whatever, or a good mission talk, or a good, young adult talking about experience of something that you might be going through, that's an option. Come when you can. You don't have to register. You don't have to sign up.
Don't have to join anything.
You don't have to join anything. It's absolutely free. We really have done, the parishes have been so supportive in making this accessible to people and welcoming to people. A lot of places have Mass on Sunday before the talk on Sunday night. So that's another option if you want to explore liturgy somewhere. You can invite a friend, a roommate, a coworker, or just come by yourself. So many people come alone, and you won't stay alone. So we always start
everybody
that evening by introducing people to one another. So
now, next week, there are two nights next week. I think it's Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm doing a presentation, which I'm going to answer a question that I think is asked more and more today than ever before. And the question's a simple one. Why should I go to church?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bet you dime on a dollar, folks. There's not a person listening right now or who has uploaded this to their MP3 player of any kind that has not asked a question themselves or had it asked by other people, well, why should I go to church? And I think it's the most often asked question and sadly, sometimes the most least answered question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to answer it in one simple sentence. This could be the shortest Theology on Tap talk in history. But then obviously explain why.
Sure.
But if you'd like to learn where those presentations are next week, as Emily said, yamchicago.org, and look under the name Father John Cusick for week two of Theology on Tap and the title of the talk, Why Should I Go to Church?
Excellent. So we're going to be rolling the talks for another couple of weeks, and then we are going to end with some exciting event. Emily, you want to share information about that for us?
Sure. We are doing a finale Mass and a reception, and that will take place at the Archbishop Quigley Center in the chapel for the Mass, and that is at 4:30 as Mass. And then right after Mass, we're going to go down to the courtyard, and we're going to have a great reception with some drinks and some snacks, and we get to meet the Cardinal, and it's going to be a great time to, get together and just celebrate Theology on Tap and the ending of it and the great success that it is. So, yeah, and this year it is free. Mm-hmm. And so it would be nice to have a ticket, though, so we know numbers
coming,
and
right.
how many are coming and things like that. And so if you could just pick up a ticket at whatever site for Theology Tap you go to, that would be great. It's going to be a great time. It really is.
Or you can contact our office.
Yes.
And our office email, Kate,
is yam@yamchicago.org.
Or give us a call at 312-466-9473 and say you'd like to make a little bit of a reservation for the reception. Cardinal George celebrates Mass at 4:30 on Sunday, August 7th, and the reception in the courtyard at Quigley, one of the St. James Chapel, if you've never been there, is one
Beautiful.
Of the most magnificent sacred worship spaces anywhere, and particularly in the Archdiocese of Chicago. We're going to be back, and we want to share with you a couple very intriguing things that are on the immediate horizon.
Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
We'll take you to Holy Name Cathedral for the ordination ceremony of 10 new priests. We'll show you highlights from Rome of the beatification of Pope John Paul II. And we'll talk to Cardinal Francis George about the significant issues that are covered in his latest book, God in Action.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
Who do you know in their 20s or 30s? Adult children, grandchildren, colleagues, neighbors, and friends.
The Archdiocese of Chicago is offering something just for them. It's called Theology on Tap.
We all know people who aren't as connected to the church as we wish they were. We also know young adults who are very connected, sharing gifts in many ways.
However connected they are, let's take it to the next level. Theology on Tap is a speaker and discussion series exclusively for people in their 20s and 30s, married and single.
It's an opportunity for them to meet good people their own age.
To deepen their faith and spirituality.
To make connections between faith and everyday life.
And explore the things that matter most.
It's a chance for all of us to share the Catholic faith with them, so they in turn can pass it to others.
We encourage you to personally invite young adults to Theology on Tap. It begins July 10th at locations throughout the Chicagoland area.
Details can be found at yamchicago.org.
That's yamchicago.org.
Show. We are delighted that you've chosen to be with us this morning, excuse me, or this afternoon or evening if you've happened to download the radio show. We do record these programs and put them on our website. So if there's a young adult that you want to invite into the conversation or just make sure they're aware of what's happening through Theology on Tap, you can give them our email address, our website address at yamchicago.org, www.yamchicago.org, and they can click on the light show and hear any of our past recorded shows, including this one. But there are all sorts of things happening that we want to make sure everyone is aware of. The best place to find out what's happening in all of the parishes around the Archdiocese, specifically for young adults, is to jump onto our website where we have a calendar of events. So any young adult group or any parish, any campus ministry program that has let us know what they're up to, that information is on that calendar. So you can always say if you've got some extra time then next week, or, you know, tonight, you're just looking to get out and do something, you can check that calendar of events to see what's happening.
Again? Go ahead, Father Cusick.
Well, I just wanted to let people know there's something fun coming up on Sunday, August 14th.
Ah, okay.
Now, never did I think I would be doing this, folks.
Here it comes. Okay.
But last winter, a young man called our office, and he is in the marketing department of all places, Great America, up in wonderful Gurnee, Illinois. And he has made connection with us over the years at Theology on Tap, I believe, or one of our young adult ministry events. And he wanted to know if we would be interested in sort of sponsoring a day at Great America.
Yep.
Now, it's called Young Adult Ministry Day, but this is certainly for people of all ages.
It's actually the Catholic Appreciation Day, Catholic Family Appreciation Day. We've joined forces, so it's both
So it's Catholic Appreciation Day. It's on Sunday, August 14th. And amazingly, the tickets are $29 as opposed to darn near $60 for a ticket.
This is a steal.
Yeah, this is really, really good.
There you go.
So if anybody in your family is say, oh, you know, boy, we need to get to Great America before the summer's over and kids start heading back to school, well, why not make it Sunday, August 14th? $29 as opposed to $60. And there's a couple things going on within the context of that day. The park hours are from 10 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. They have asked if I would preside at Sunday Mass at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
So yours truly.
Fun.
At Great America, I will not be with any cartoon characters. I trust me. I'll be celebrating Mass at 6 o'clock in a private area at Great America. And prior to that, they're also, for anybody who was a part of this Catholic Appreciation Day and Young Adult Ministry Day, they are also going to provide a picnic buffet lunch for only $11. Folks, you know as well as I do, you cannot feed anybody at Great America or the ballpark for $11.
Oh, yeah.
And this includes fried chicken, hot dogs, potato salad, pasta salad, chips, pickles, rolls, unlimited beverages, and frozen juice bars. And that's from 1 o'clock to 2:30.
All you can eat.
Right. So if you want to really, we're all today, because of the economy and a variety of reasons, conscious of holding on to our hard-earned money. You're going to be saving practically $31 a ticket, and certainly saving probably $10 a head if you choose to do the buffet lunch. Now, how do you get tickets for this? You can get a hold of our office at 312-466-9473. You can pick them up at the Theology on Tap Mass and Party if you're a young adult, and you'll be attending that on Sunday, August 14th. August 7th with Mass at 4:30. Or you can go online. You can go to www.sixflags.com/Great America and use the promo code YAM. Let me run, Kate, run that back slowly and spell that out.
It's www.sixflags.com/Great America. And then they're going to say, have you got a promotion code? And say, YAM. And that's so everybody, you get the discount price. And they're actually giving a kickback to the, to our ministry.
Yeah.
So we're thrilled about that.
Now, it's Six Flags is spelled out, S-I-X-F-L-A-G-S. So it's www.sixflags.com/Great America, one word, G-R-E-A-T. AMERICA, and use the promo code
YAM. And that is entrance both to the Six Flags theme park and to Hurricane Harbor, so the water park. If it's a hot day, what a great place to spend it.
So good time.
Yes, you can float back and forth between the two parks.
It's a twofer.
Yes,
there you go.
Great deal.
Okay, and if you need any more information on that, folks, or you might not be able to pick this up listening, if, particularly if you're driving in your car, try to give us a call at 312-466-9473. Mass is at 6 o'clock. We're going to celebrate the liturgy, come together as God's people at Great America on a Catholic Appreciation Day and a Young Adult Ministry Day, all taking place on Sunday, August 14th.
And one more quickie is that we are doing a fundraiser for our office for all the Cub fans and all the people that want to just experience this. Holy cow, it's a Cubs game from the rooftop. It's Sunday, July 24th. The game is at 1:20. Cubs versus the Houston Astros, and it's just a nice, nice event.
Right.
So that's
now, the cost for this, when you hear it's going to sound pricey, but let me explain. The cost is $150 a ticket. And you're going to say, oh, my God, $150 to watch a ball game from a rooftop. Well, first of all, This is the same retail price if you were to walk up to a rooftop and say, what is it going to cost me to watch the game on your roof? Mm-hmm. The difference is, for the $150, you will get a $129 tax credit. That is all. That part of it is tax deductible. And then for the $31 of the remaining $150, that is all food and beverages for the afternoon. So,
there
folks,
are four courses of food. It's delicious.
It's really
a fun,
wonderful
fun afternoon.
And even if you're not a Cubs fan, even if you happen to be a Green Bay Packer fan, there's something unique about catching major league sports from a rooftop across. Mm-hmm. There's no place else you can do this in the whole wide world. And information about that, too, is at YAM. Contact us at YAMChicago.org.
And thanks so much for listening, everyone. We hope to see you around at Theology on Tap for all of our young adults, or please spread the word about Theology on Tap. Emily, thanks so much for being with us today and for all your work on the program.
Good.
We appreciate it. Thanks to Michael May, our producer. Thanks, Michael. You do a beautiful job back there. And we look forward to being with you next month.
Have a good summer, everybody.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Be with us, Lord.